Good morning, Captain. Good morning to you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to the phone lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday. Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, you know, Gene and Jordy, you know, hit some of the stuff, you know, to reiterate what they said. I mean, what is next for these Republicans? Passing laws that where women need permission to leave the house or cross state borders? I mean, that's... It is that attorney general in Indiana. I mean, that apparently the doctor did a report this incident with the 12-year-old girl, why she had to do it, and all this. And he's well, he's going after her for this and that. And you're saying that these guys trying to make names for themselves are just being dickwads. Are going to keep doing this stuff, you know, going after doctors. I mean, that this is life-saving procedures in some of this case. In some of this case, the stuff that are used to perform chemical chemically induced abortions are used not only for that, but they're used for other medical treatments as well. And women are having trouble getting those medications as well. I mean, this is gotten ridiculous. It is just complete out and out ridiculous. And the Supreme Court of the United States, I mean, these guys should be held to task for this. I mean, this, that we are not a papal state. I mean, our you know, Kennedy said it back when he was running for office back in the 1960s, that he wasn't going to take orders from the Pope. We're not supposed to be taking orders through religious dogma in this country. And these people do not seem to understand this. I mean, it is just beyond me. And even some of the Muslim states, they allow abortion. Under Jewish law, abortion is allowed. I mean, that these guys just, you know, simply do not seem to understand that we are not supposed to be, you know, that under the thumb of religious dogma. I mean, I am, you know, that they don't seem to get it, and people just don't seem to understand that's they've bought into this nonsense that we are, you know, that we're a quote unquote Christian nation. No, we are not. I mean, that if you read the Federalist Papers, you read the Constitution, nowhere in there it says we're supposed to bow down to religious authorities on this kind of thing. I mean, I just, you know, that.
Yeah, here's the thing, Mark.
I can't imagine.
Let me tell you my view on this. I do not think this is generated from any particular denomination. This is pervasive on the right, and it's pervasive in all cultures on the right, and it's pervasive in red states and so forth, that are very, very diverse religiously in terms of denomination. So it's not a subject of any one denomination. There are people in all denominations on both sides of this issue. But the real core issue to me is bodily autonomy. How can you tell half the country, women? I mean, this trivializes women to a remarkable degree. How do you tell half the country you don't have bodily autonomy? We are going to make decisions for you, including whether your life can be saved. And so now, theoretically, in Oklahoma now, you would go in for a declaratory judgment, and a doctor would sign an affidavit and say, Your Honor, would you permit me to treat this woman? She has an ectopic pregnancy. If it's not terminated, it will not survive under any circumstances, and the woman has maybe a 50% chance of survival. You're going to have a judge who wants to run for governor who says, well, 50% to me, that, you know, I don't know, 50%. If you said 90% that there's a 90% chance she would not, you know, who's talking like this? Who has time to write a brief? Why should they have to write a brief? Who has time to get on the court docket? Are you kidding me? The doctor is there in the operating room, there in the office. You have to make split decisions. He's a professional. You know, pilots in an airplane, they hit a little turbulence and have to go to a court by phone to get permission to throw a lever or something. I mean, you have to respect professionalism. And when it comes to medicine, you have to respect that. So it is a matter of bodily autonomy. There are people who cloak it in various religious terms, but I want to emphasize something. There are people in all denominations on both sides of this issue. It's not a denomination-oriented or particular religion-oriented thing. You know, and you know, you say that in Islamic, you know, Islamic countries, if you take a look at it, there's not a lot permitted. Let's put it that way. So let's be very blunt about this. We live not only in the best country in the world, the best country in history, with the best constitution, and it has worked out very well for us. As a result of our constitution, we have democracy. We should not have violence. We don't until now. Should not have violence. We have an enlightened capitalist system with a safety net. We have Social Security, Medicare, and unemployment comp, and people can work hard and earn money. And if they earn a lot of it, good for them. Want them to pay their fair share of taxes and not break the law, and good for them. Good for them. We want that to continue. A democracy cannot survive without enlightened capitalism. Enlightened capitalism cannot survive without a democracy. Republicans are destroying them. Republicans are destroying them. And this is the tip of the iceberg. But to tell half the people in the country, you do not have bodily autonomy, is unthinkable. There has to be a prosecutor who may want to run for governor, make a name for himself, like you say. There may be somebody like Ken Paxton, the attorney general of Texas, who has been criminally charged for fraud and is trying to somehow, what, burnish his reputation in Texas by doing this kind of stuff? Last time he sues Wisconsin because he doesn't like how they voted in the presidential election. Where do these clowns come from? Why aren't the assessed attorney's fees against them the minute they file this stuff? Oklahoma doesn't have to file it. Oklahoma's law now says you cannot perform one even to save the life of the mother. How do half the country agree to not having their lives saved under extraordinary circumstances? I mean, I think that some people are right when they say, well, the average person thinks this won't affect me. Well, it could affect you, or it could affect a member of your family or your children. And this has to be done consistent with the Constitution. And the Constitution provides for bodily autonomy. That's as core as you can get. I mean, that was the reason behind the 13th Amendment freeing the slaves. I mean, they did not have bodily autonomy. Then after they were freed, they did, although they were betrayed and we had Jim Crow and lynchings for 100 years. But you've got to stand for bodily autonomy. You've got to be able to be the master of your fate, the captain of your ship, the captain of your own body, for Pete's sake. And especially if you are about to die. I mean, I can't think of anything more fundamental than that. These clowns on the other side, it's non-denominational. It's across the board in red states or the other way. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Hey.